American Language Course, Book 15, Tape 1B. Hello. Turn to the activities for Tape 1B. Look at the picture in Figure 1. Listen to the paragraph about the picture. Picture 1. Private Smith and Private Jones are learning a lot of things in the Army. Their mothers used to take care of their clothes and homes. Now they have learned how to iron their own clothes, and they have swept the barracks with brooms and learned how to use a mop. Before they entered the service, they didn't do the physical work they used to call housework. But they do it now, and they have learned to appreciate their mothers. Now listen to the paragraph again. This time, repeat. Private Smith and Private Jones are learning a lot of things in the Army. Their mothers used to take care of their clothes and homes. Now they have learned how to iron their own clothes. And they have swept the barracks with brooms and learned how to use a mop. Before they entered the service, they didn't do the physical work they used to call housework. But they do it now, and they have learned to appreciate their mothers. Now look at picture 2 and listen. Picture 2. They watch the other men carefully after they have cleaned. They guard the area they have cleaned and make sure that the other men don't leave trash around the barracks. Now they know why their mothers used to yell at them. Now repeat. They watch the other men carefully. After they have cleaned, they guard the area they have cleaned and make sure that the other men don't leave trash around the barracks. Now they know why their mothers used to yell at them. Now look at figure 2 and write the answers to the questions you hear. Number 1. What have Private Smith and Private Jones' mothers always done for them? Number 2. What have they learned to do now? Number 3. What has all this physical work helped them learn? Number 4. What do they do after they have cleaned? Number 5. What do they know now? Let's check your answers. Number 1. What have Private Smith and Private Jones' mothers always done for them? Their mothers have always taken care of their clothes and their homes. Repeat. Their mothers have always taken care of their clothes and their homes. Number 2. What have they learned to do now? They have learned how to iron clothes, sweep with brooms, and use a mop. Repeat. They have learned how to iron clothes, sweep with brooms, and use a mop. Number 3. What has all this physical work helped them learn? All this physical work has helped them learn to appreciate their mothers. Repeat, all this physical work has helped them learn to appreciate their mothers. Number 4. What do they do after they have cleaned? After they have cleaned, they guard the area and watch the other men carefully. Repeat, after they have cleaned, they guard the area and watch the other men carefully. Number 5. What do they know now? Now they know why their mothers used to yell at them. Repeat, now they know why their mothers used to yell at them. Listen and repeat these conversations.
Do you still collect tapes?
Yes, I have a big collection of tapes.
Did the crowd in the mall confuse you?
Yes, there were so many people and so much confusion, I got lost.
Did Hal tell you how to locate Bert's house?
No, he didn't know the location.
Did the sergeant educate the privates in the use of an iron?
Yes, but their education was tough. They had to iron all the trainees' shirts.
Does the spare tire have to be inflated?
Yes, but the inflation won't take long. It's one of those new, small tires.
Did they instruct you in how to use this machine?
No. They said to read the instructions that are on it.
Were you able to locate the base where your friend is stationed?
Yes, the location is in England.
Is Dr. Marks going to operate on you?
No, Dr. Keyes will do the operation.
Now look at figure 3. Listen to the questions and fill in the blanks with the answers. Listen and write the answers. Number 1. Do you collect tapes? Number 2. Did the crowd in the mall confuse you? Number 3. Did Hal tell you how to locate Bert's house? Number 4. Did the sergeant educate the privates in the use of an iron? Number 5. Does the spare tire have to be inflated? Number 6. Did they instruct you in how to use this machine? Number 7. Were you able to locate the base where your friend is stationed? Number 8. Is Dr. Marks going to operate on you? Let's check your answers. Number 1 is collection. Repeat. Do you collect tapes? Yes, I have a big collection. Number 2 is the confusion. Repeat. Did the crowd in the mall confuse you? Yes, I got lost in the confusion. Number 3 is the location. Repeat. Did Hal tell you how to locate Bert's house? No, he didn't know the location. Number 4 is education. Repeat. Did the sergeant educate the privates in the use of an iron? Yes, their education was tough. Number 5 is inflation. Repeat. Does the spare tire have to be inflated? Yes, but the inflation won't take long. Number 6 is the instructions. Repeat. Did they instruct you on how to use this machine? No, the instructions are on it. Number 7 is the location. Repeat. Were you able to locate the base where your friend is stationed? Yes, the location is in England. Number 8 is the operation. Repeat, is Dr. Marks going to operate on you? No, Dr. Keyes will do the operation. Now look at figure 4. Each number has a key word followed by 5 other words, one of which is exactly the same as the key. When I say start, circle the word that's the same as the key word. Work as fast and as carefully as you can. You will have 20 seconds to complete the exercise. Ready? Begin. Stop. Your time is up. Now look at figure 5. Figure 5 is the same kind of exercise. You will have 20 seconds. Ready? Begin. Stop. your time is up. Now look at figures 4 and 5 and see if you circled the right words. This is the end of tape 1B, book 15.